commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
When I go on vacation, I tend to make my own travel plans on the internet. I shouldn't. I waste huge amounts of time going back and forth between the travel websites. Dozens of trip options pop up, sometimes with only a few dollars difference, yet back and forth I go trying to get this rental car for $10 less or this nicer hotel room for $5 more. There is no human travel agent who would ever put up with that. If the trip is too expensive, I tend to browse the different prices, but then I don't buy. That's what I think is happening with Wisconsin's health insurance website. People are going on it, and they're having sticker shock. For people who don't get big government subsidies, the gold and silver plans cost too much, and lower-income residents who get more support are more likely to be attracted to the less expensive bronze plan until they read about how lousy the coverage is. The bronze plan is a 60-40 split, and it carries a high deductible. So what is the consumer behavior when the choices are bad and the price is too high? Well, people browse, but they don't buy. That's what's going on. But just like President Obama won't let the GOP derail health care reform from debt ceiling and budget stalemates, he's not going to let it die on the vine because of price and website problems either. The simplest solution is to push the individual mandate back a year, and that may still happen as we get closer to the December 15th enrollment deadline. But there may be other developments. Suppose in high health cost states, the feds come up with their own federal health care plan, put it on the exchanges, and let it be offered alongside private plans. Now, there might be a double subsidy there. The cost of the plan could be subsidized on top of the tax credits that people get for their premiums. Perhaps in blue states, Medicare might be put up on the exchanges. Imagine being able to buy Badger Care alongside those private plans. The private plans would not be able to compete with the ultra-low copayments and no deductibles and smaller out-of-pocket expenses. The Wausau Daily Herald reported last week that fewer than 50 people in Wisconsin bought health insurance through healthcare.gov. Some of that is because of the lingering and inexcusable technical problems with the site. But that needs to be viewed in context. The coverage is lousy, and the coverage is expensive. That's the underlying problem here. And Obamacare is at risk of flopping until that is addressed.